today?
I was actually at the Bison women's hockey practice, and we were just finishing up, and I had about 10 missed calls from Zinger and a random Pennsylvania number, so I got here as fast as I could, basically told everyone I knew and got here as fast as I could.
So what time was that?
It was about 5:15, and I was coming from the south end, so I had to fight a bit of traffic, but I was weaving my way in and out.
So did you have your goalie stuff in your car then?
Yeah, I was ready to go. I was ready to go already.
What's going through your head at that time?
I don't think I can say those words, but just like trying to tell everyone that I know that's close to me and get to the rink as fast as possible.
This is the second time you've dressed for a team, right?
Yeah. The other time was with Colorado, and it was kind of late in the game, so it was a little bit of a different experience than getting the whole pregame experience and all that.
What did people say to you in the locker room beforehand? Any words of wisdom or encouragement?
You know what? Like I think every single person in this room introduced themselves to me, so it just made me feel a lot more calm, and they just kind of let me do my thing. I mean, they had to get ready for a game, so it was. It just made me feel really, really welcomed.
First thing you did was face a shot from Alex during the warm-up there. What was that like?
I was hoping no one saw that. pretty starstruck. And then starstruck for the next three or four after that until I kind of settled in and the guys said a couple things to me. So it was good.
Ever in your wildest dreams, could you imagine yourself lacing up on the same team as Alex Ovechkin, these type of guys?
It's definitely not something that I thought would happen, but... for the last 10 years since the career kind of took a downturn, but it was a pretty exciting experience.
What were you thinking when Phoenix Copley's mask came off there? I know
that was right in front of me too. I was thinking, get that thing back on as fast as you can, pretty much. Yeah,
being on the bench during the national anthems and being in this crowd, what was that like for you?
It was a crazy experience. Even just skating out in a warm up to see all these people and just to see the arena in a totally different light was pretty amazing. And then the anthems was definitely a lot different down at ice level than the press box. That's for sure.
Were you nervous? What were you feeling on the bench if you got the chance to go in?
You know, I was totally starstruck, and then the nerves started to set in, realizing the situation at hand. And then I settled in as the game got going, and the normalcies of hockey kind of took over.
What do you take back to the U of M from this experience?
I think the biggest thing is just like, you know, to be... Every guy in here was so nice to me and made me feel so good that, you know, just to be a good person, it's a really important piece of what hockey players are. And I mean, this is a pretty successful team last year, so to be, you know, to be welcomed in like that in a bit of a crazy situation was a pretty nice feeling.
Playing in Winnipeg, are you a Jets fan?
I'm not at liberty to say that right now.
And what happens to the jersey now?
Well, if I get to keep it, it's getting framed really fast. Yeah. There's a couple puck marks on it, too, actually, surprisingly.
Did you get to keep the Colorado one?
No, I didn't. Okay. Actually, I reached out on social media, but I never heard back, so we'll see.
So you got memories either way?
I got the memories, yeah.
How are your plans going to change tonight now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to go call my girlfriend and see what my parents are up to and see if people... I didn't eat dinner. Like, normally you eat the media dinner, and my parents are like, well, are you going to be hungry? I'm like, I don't care. I'll figure it out. Yeah.
So you're going to go back to the U of M tomorrow and go back to normal, I guess?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm a trainer, and so I'll go to the gym, and I'll go to the rink, and... pretty much back to normal. I think a few more people will have texted me tonight, but that's about it.
Will you sleep better tonight?
I don't know what's going to happen. It really depends on what happens after tonight, after the game.